think, you know, the thing about Jake is, I said it back before, the thing that he's done is he's come in, and I said it initially, was we challenged him on some things that probably he hasn't done in the past. And, you know, he's accepted that and gone about it, and he's worked hard to get to where he is right now. And, you know, the thing about that is that he's making strides every single day, you know, in this system. You know, he's learning something new every day. He's taking ownership in it, and I know that's been a point with him of taking ownership, whether it's the protections, whether it's in the passing game, making a check versus a certain look. And you know, now that we're really into a game week, the film study and you know, the preparation, you know, I'm impressed with how he's gone about that.
How much does do those types of things turn a quarterback from just a game manager into a true quarterback on the field who can help his team win?
Well, I think the more comfort level you can get, you know, the better you can be in those situations. There's going to be things that come up that we can't prepare for out here. We're going to try to put him in every possible situation we can, but you can't get every one of them. And the more reps he has in those different things and the more of those situations we can put him in, the better off he's going to be. He's going to be able to react. It may not be, you know, the same every time.
From an outside perspective, it looks as if the offense has adapted to the new scheme pretty smoothly in the preseason, especially the first team offense. What's been your take on it? Have you been pleased with the change in how things have gone so far?
Yes, you know, I think it's the same with you know, with the offense. You know, we talk about Jake, you know, at the quarterback position doing those things. I think each position, you know, when we came in here, we talked about the evaluation process of seeing who this team was. You know, we acquired guys through the draft, through free agency, and now you're starting to see some of those things come together. We're figuring out as a staff, you know, what puts us in the best situation offensively. What how can we get guys in the best position to make plays? And that's what it's all about to ultimately, you know, to win a football game.
How are things going to work between you and Ken? You're going to be in the booth on game days. What's your communication going to be like? How do you guys adjust in game and how you devise a plan, I guess, not on the fly, but when the game's going on, when you have to make adjustments, how's that process going to work?
I think it's been like it has been this preseason. You know, it's been seamless. It's been smooth. You know, the communication of what my role is, you know, from Coach Wisenhunt, you know, up to him, and, you know, and then to the staff and to the players. You know, we'll communicate in between each series. We've got a plan going in. You know, we know how we want to attack, you know, Kansas City. You know, things are going to change. And in between series, you know, we'll get together with him, with the staff, you know, being able to communicate from upstairs, whether it's John McNulty with the quarterbacks or whether it's with Bob and the offensive line, something in the protection scheme. It's been good this preseason. The communication's been seamless, and we'll continue the way we've gone.
And he's obviously got the trump card as a head coach and your boss. But if you see something that you like or an idea that you have, how much give and take is there? How much does he flexibility? I don't know what
I think that's one of the. Well, I think that's one of the things that Coach Wiz does. You know, it's unbelievable how he manages the game. Being with him last year for a year, of how he has his thoughts, how he takes input, how he takes that, uses what he needs, discards what he doesn't need, and is able to do that. And that says a lot about, you know, because there's a lot going on. And now even more so, you know, in the role of defense being on the field, the things that he'll have to do on that side of the ball from a management standpoint. And when he has to step out, just like in meetings, when he has to step out of the meeting room, you know, I've got to be able to get that communication and keep it seamless through him and through the staff and through the team and what he does. But he handles that and takes the input, you know, from all of us. And there's things that come up in the week that, you know, hey, alert this, you know, alert those runs, alert this front, alert this pressure that we're going to get into with what they do. So that communication is continuous.
You guys picked up a couple of new wide receivers earlier in the week. How long is that taken that process for them to get chemistry with a quarterback?
I think it's up to them, you know, and it's the work, you know, those are the things that we're doing in practice, you know, in terms of they're probably not going to get as many reps in the team periods, but having, you know, some one-on-ones and some things to do. The fact of how quick can they learn the scheme, you know, a lot of that stuff that they control. And when they start doing those things, that relationship, okay, is going to grow, you know, and make plays out there, you know, every chance they get, whether it's on our stuff or whether it's on the show team initially with some of the stuff they're doing.
They know enough to be active this week?
We will talk about actives, you know, at the end of the week. You know, we're prepared for anything. Those guys have got to be prepared for anything. You know, we've got the plan going in with those guys if need be. And if not, you know, we've got whatever we need to go from there.
And this may change during the course of the season. It's certainly going to be impacted by how games are going. But what's a good division of carries for your three running backs? You know, Sankey, Green, and Cluster.
To put a number on it, I don't want to sit there and say that. I think it's going to change from week to week. I think it's, you know, it's the cliche and it's probably the generic answer, but what does the defense give you? I mean, there's going to be games where we're going to come in and hopefully get a bunch of carries. You know, we're going to get, you know, 20 or 30 carries for those guys combined. And there's going to be games where we won't. You know, it's going to be a lot dependent on what the defense does, what they allow us to do. And I think that's the thing about this system is, you know, we're going to put guys in the best position to make plays, okay, and we're going to do what the defense doesn't. You know, we're going to try to take advantage of that.
Jason, always, as you prepare for Kansas City, how much game tape do you emphasize a preseason versus regular season last year when all the ones were playing?
A little bit of both. It's tough early in the season because you're looking at film and you're seeing a bunch of different guys out there. You know, who are their starters? They've still got some questions and they haven't, you know, in terms of who their starters are in different packages. And that's the, not difficult, but that's the time-consuming part of it early, of trying to figure out who they are going to play, who's going to be in there. But it's a combination of both. I mean, I think you're looking at the games, especially when the first group was in there, a combination of, you know, last year, you know, the end of the season. And then, you know, we're fortunate enough to where in San Diego we had an opportunity to play them twice, mm-hmm. and to be able to look at that film and look how they played us, as well as going back to the Tennessee game last year in terms of how they want to handle matchups versus some of the personnel that's still here.
You've always been a guy who's been up in the booth regardless of what coaching job you've had?
It's been both. I've been up, I've been down. The last two seasons I've been down. The year before that, my first year in San Diego, I was up. So it's gone back and forth. I think there's advantages and disadvantages to both. You know, you see a lot more up there. You're able to stay in a controlled environment a little more so. The other end of that, you lose the interaction with the players. But that's where, you know, the communication's got to be great within the coaching staff.
I was going to say, with Ken calling the plays, almost a big advantage to him to have you up there, being that you're the guy who put together the game plan, I trust?
Yeah, I think so. You know, we're going to put the plan together and to be his eyes up there of seeing things, because there's no doubt, you know, being up there, there's things that you see up there that you can't from down on the field. And being able to communicate, you know, being on a direct line with him and talking through those things, there's no doubt that that's an advantage. Are you the